Nagbabalik po tayo sa ating programang Tinig ng Pastol. Ito naman po muli si Monsignor Pepe Quitorio ng CBC Media. At ngayong umaga po mga kapanalig ay tayo pinalad na magkaroon ng panauhin na nanggagaling pa sa malayong lugar ng Eastern Samar si Bishop Crispin Barquez. Bishop, magandang umaga po.
Good morning, Monsignor Pepe. Good morning sa lahat ng ating
tagapakinig. Ayan. Bishop, maganda na po unlakan nyo kami sa aming paanyaya sa inyo na mag-guest dito sa ating programa. Gusto namin malaman kasi maraming mga taga-summer dito sa Pilipinas na sa iba't ibang mga lugar ng Pilipinas, like dito sa Metro Manila, yung mga taga-Borongan, maraming taga-Eastern Summer. Ano po yung yung pastoral situation ngayon sa Diocese ng Borongan?
So now, Monsignor, we are doing the implementation of the program sa BEC.
BEC, you mean Basic Ecclesial Communities?
Basic Ecclesial Communities, okay. Mga parishes.
Uh-huh.
And then, we are not taking for granted all those existing organizations. We still keep them. We still encourage them to continue, but
tulad ng mga mandated organizations.
Yes, like
CWL, CWL,
Knights of Columbus,
uh-huh.
Legion of Mary, and others.
Uh-huh.
So, andun pa rin sila. But, member din sila sa BEC.
Okay.
Once they go home to their own respective
parishes.
Parishes,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we organize them according to neighborhood, mm-hmm. 8 to 15 families. That this 15 families compose the one BEC in that particular place.
So maganda naman so far itong programa, nakakatulong sa pagpalago o pagpalalim ng kanilang pananampalataya, ng
yes,
kanilang faith.
Maganda in a sense nga they feel important part of the parish.
Mm-hmm.
And yung bang spirit nga they are given the role, the opportunity to become active part of the parish, of the church because of their role in the BEC. Kay may mga commissions man na inorganize sa kada BEC. So yung trabaho is is divided according to their expertise.
Ah, very good. Magaling Bishop, mapalayo naman tayo ng konti. Ang pagpinag-uusapan kasi ang Samar, lalo-lalo na yung Eastern Samar o Borongan, ang naisip kasi ng karamihan ng tao dito sa Calacan, Maynila ay yung bagyo at saka yung sama ng daan. Ganun pa rin ba ngayon hanggang ngayon?
Actually, Monsignor, since I arrived in Borongan, that was 2007, I experienced only mga 3 typhoons and 1 flood. But last year, 2009, we had only 1 typhoon. And I believe this is now the effect of global warming.
Mm-hmm.
There is a change of direction sa typhoon sa Pacific. So we are grateful. It's a good effect somehow of global warming. So lumilihis na yung bagyo sa Eastern Samar, and we are happy for that. But bad news for those areas who are directly affected by the change of the direction of this typhoon.
Ah, ganun ba? Pero yung daan, yung kalsada, how is it?
Dandahan mo, Senyor, na inaayos naman ng department.
Mm-mm.
Pero yun na nga, mabagal. Pero hopefully, itong malapit ng election, alam mo naman paglapit ng election, maraming mga projects na in-implement ang gobyerno.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully, medyo maging maayos na rin ang kalsada. Hopefully, hopefully.
Great. Magandang balita yan, Bishop. Na-mention mo yung tungkol sa darating na halalan. Ano po yung political education advocacy ng Diocese ng Borongan na ginagawa ngayon?
Yes, mga 2 weeks ago, Monsignor, we sent representatives from our diocese to Manila to attend that basic orientation seminar, sa trainers training seminar. Then this coming Saturday, that is March 20, so mayroong trainers training sa lahat ng coordinators sa kada parokya na gagawin sa high school seminary. So after that, they will re-echo that seminar to their respective parishes.
Ah, good.
For our continued voters education.
Voters education.
Yes.
Sa may area kasi dyan na yung, like in other parts of the country, na medyo may violent ang halalan. Sana hindi mangyari sa halalan na ito. Ano po?
sa Eastern Samar, sa Dice Barongan, so far as I see the situation, generally peaceful naman, ang area ngayon. And in the past elections also, and the priest told me that okay naman. Except sa other part of the island of Samar, like the western part and the northern part, mayroon daw mga isolated violence na nangyayari. But for Eastern Samar, I hope nga ma-maintain lang yung peace and order.
Well said. Maganda po, Bishop. Nadinig natin, of course, I'm from there, na alam kong mag-celebrate tayo ng, ano, ng
Golden Jubilee.
Golden Jubilee. So, yes. Kailan po yun? Ano po yung highlight sa celebration na ito?
Yeah. So, the diocese was established October 22, 1960.
Uh-huh.
So, this coming October 22, this year, 2010, mag-celebrate tayo ng Golden Jubilee sa diocese.
Golden Jubilee. Okay.
Yeah, 50 years of its existence as a diocese.
Uh-huh.
So in preparation for that, so we have so many activities, and aside from our activities, meron tayong special nga project ngayon.
Like
the priest home.
Priest's home.
Yes, because we have been 50 years as a diocese, so meron tayong mga pari na medyo matanda na.
Wala pa siyang bahay.
Wala pang home.
So, ang ibig sabihin ng priest home, is it the same as retirement home? Or what?
Something like that, Monsignor. A home for the old priest and hindi na sila edo bata pa, halimbawa may sakit.
So,
that would be a place for them.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to tell you and our listeners that we started na sa pag... tayo ng building.
Yung construction is ongoing?
Yes, week ago. More than a week ago na. So, as of now, meron tayong kaunti ng naipon. Locally, we're able to raise funds.
Mm-mm.
Mga 1.9 million na siya.
Wow.
And hopefully, makabubong na tayo.
Good.
So, we are still looking for sources of funds para mabilis ang ating pagpatayo sa priest home. And hopefully, on October... target natin na
matapos
na ba.
Ganda.
That would be our gift to our priest. Especially this year, we are celebrating the year of priest. So we have also to emphasize the needs of our priest, especially when the time comes that they are already old or unable na sa service sa parokya or sa ministry. So they have a special place for them, and they deserve for that.
Oo naman, talaga.
They deserve.
They've been working so hard. Kasi doon sa atin, ang hirap-hirap ng mga tao. So, unlike din naman nila, ang lifestyle talaga doon is pang mahirap.
Yes.
So ilan ang pari natin ngayon doon?
As of now, Monsignor, we have 53 priests. 53 priests. Mm-hmm. We have the ordination last December. 9 deacons were ordained priests.
Uh-uh.
So, they are not added to our presbyterium.
Uh-huh.
So, another 4 seminarians are now preparing themselves for diaconal ordinations. And hopefully, June or July, they will be ordained deacons.
So, it's not true na pababa yung bokasyon. Sa Burungan, it's not true.
Yes, as of now, Senor, okay pa naman ang vocation sa diocese.
Uh-huh.
Hindi pa siya naging problema because we have enough vocations. Ang problema lang, the financial aspect of our seminarians, minsan nahirapan silang kumuha ng benefactors.
Oh, ganun ba?
We are also trying our best to facilitate sa pagtulong sa kanila para hindi maging problema yung financial matter sa kanilang pagpatuloy sa seminary formation.
Dalawa ang seminaries natin doon. Bishop,
yes, diba? we have the high school and we have plenty of high school students now. We have 114.
Uh-huh.
And for our college, we have 27 seminarians.
This is what we call the philosophy. Philosophy seminarians.
Uh-huh. Then sa ating theology ngayon, mayroon tayong mga 15 theologians. Uh-huh.
Pero ang theology seminarians natin ay pinadala sa iba't ibang mga seminaryo.
Yes, we have in San Jose, Ateneo. We have in UST. Then we have also in Palo, St. John Evangelist Seminary.
Sa abroad, meron ba siya?
We have no abroad as of now.
Pero in the past, meron siguro ano?
Yes, during the time of Bishop Pedroso, so he sent some seminarians to Pamplona.
Mm-mm.
So they had their theology there. And then when they finished their study, so they went home and they were ordained by Bishop Pedroso.
Sa ano ngayon, Bishop? Kasi it, of course, yung ating mga tagapakinig, alam nila na ang talagang may mga kabarian na mahirap ang kalagayan, lalo-lalo na sa Indus areas na mahirap ang tao. So ano ang nangungunang problema ng mga kaparian doon, if ever?
Actually, di ba, as of now, ang Eastern Samar still belongs to the top 20 the poorest province of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So isa yan, financially, there are some parishes who are really hard up financially because there are many people who go to mass, who are active in the church, but because they are not that financially stable, financially hindi din siya makaka-contribute ng malaki sa parokya for their pastoral needs and other programs. That's why that's the problem of our priest in our diocese. But I really admire so much our priest because kahit mahirap ang buhay, pero they are very dedicated, very enthusiastic sa pag-serve sa mga tao. And they live a simple life. Yan ang maganda doon eh.
Salamat.
Kahit pinasali, materially, somehow, not enough.
Uh-oh.
But the dedication, their commitment, their sacrifices ay napaka, sabihin natin, admirable.
Admirable. Kumusta naman po yung ano mga laiko sa diocese? How
yes,
are they? Do they cooperate?
Yeah, they have a very kanang active cooperation sa mga programa sa simbahan, especially sa implementation sa ating program, sa BEC, and some other activities nga ginawa sa simbahan. Actually, Monsignor, no, I'd like to tell you nga, last 3 months ago, we had the dinner for a cause to raise fund for our priest home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were able to raise 1 million.
Wow, in a very poor priest home. Province.
Yes. The people, kahit wala silang pera, but if in terms of help for our priest, they are very willing. They are very willing. Mm-hmm. That's why I told the priest, so we have to be grateful to our people because they love us so much.
Yeah.
In our needs, they are with us, they support us especially. And the concrete sign is this fundraising that we have 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Yeah. Indicator. Indicator yun.
Oh, 1 million.
Ang ganda, ano? So, that's good news, ano? Ang ganda ng pag-ano ng cooperation, collaboration ng mga laiko. Bishop, napakaraming salamat. Maraming salamat po itong ginawa mo sa amin na naging guest sa ating programang Tinig ng Pastol. Any last message para sa mga Samarino na nasa Maynila ngayon?
Yes. First, Monsignor, I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to be your guest in this program. Second is I would like to ask our people, especially from our diocese, Eastern Samar, Diocese of Borongan, to pray for our diocese and be grateful to God that this coming October 22, mag-celebrate tayo, mag-celebrate kita na ika-50 katuig na atong pagka-diocese.
Ayan.
So that is a big blessings from God that 50 years, the gift of faith, iginhatag niya sa atong natanan.
Mm-mm.
And that is really a priceless blessings from God. So I'd like also to ask the people, especially from Eastern Samar, to support our programs, especially sa priest home at the project.
Mm-mm.
If you receive more blessings from God, if you want to give something for our project, so it is very welcome. Just go to the office of the economist or contact Pari Tito Abuda. Kasi siya man ang ating economist sa diocese, so he is more than willing to accept your donations, even in case you are willing to contribute.
Yeah.
And thirdly, in this year of priests, we pray for more vocations for our diocese. We pray for our priests, especially those who are really old and sick.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that I would like to say. Salamat mo, Senor. Salamat sa inyong lahat.
Mm-hmm.
And please include us in your prayers.
Okay, Borongan Bishop Christine Varquez, maraming salamat po. Magbabalik po kami. Diyan lang po kayo.